So now we're going to do what tonight's subject is, and that's world rainbow healing. And that's because we all have this drive inside of us that says, we just want to help the world. There's just so much going on. There must be something I can do. We so many of us have that experience inside that, well, you know, I could complain about this, that, or the other thing. But when I look at it all on the whole, I'm way better off than most of the people in the rest of the world, and I wish I could do something to help them. And we have this altruism that goes right next door to ethics. And that's that if we use our will to try to manipulate the energy of other people, we're crossing a line. We can incur a negative karma from that, and also could contribute to the other person or group of people having an even worse situation. For example, let's say that everybody really concentrated and said, gosh, we just got to have rain here in Southern California. We've got to have rain. We're really, really short of rain. And somehow we managed to call in the rain. So we get just the right amount. But the heart of the storm passes over Baja, and people get flooded out there. Wow, we didn't mean for that to happen. So when we try to set a specific result like that, sometimes it can really backfire. It's a monkey's paw kind of thing. And so what do we do? How do we do this when we want to contribute to this world healing, but we don't know where to direct the energy? Well, one of the ways we do it, we've done in this circle before. We do in classes off and on. It's that healing circle of light that I do, where we all focus on the flame and the fire. We send energy into the flame, and then the guides, and we're channeling universal energy, we're not using our own, and then the guides send the energy where it needs to go, where it's being asked for, where it will be balanced. And that's a wonderful way to send energy. And anytime you feel like you want to contribute to world healing, I believe that's a great way to do it. I believe that helps transmit energy where it needs to go in an efficient, clean way that doesn't have a negative impact on anyone. But the world healing rainbow is a way to get a little more specific with that. It's sort of like a Ho'oponopono process, but it's using the frequencies of light that we find in the rainbow. And what is a rainbow? A rainbow is actually an optical illusion. It is the bending and reflecting of light that occurs in light droplets when they're hit at a certain angle by strong light, most often the sun. And then sometimes we see a halo or aura around other lights when all the conditions are right. But primarily we're talking about the sun, the sunlight. And yo, that brings us back to the whole solar flares and everything. And this experience of all the energy of the world comes from the sun. If there were no sun, there'd be no people on planet Earth, at least not in the forms that we are in. We have to have that star in order to have that experience. So the sunlight coming in hits the water drops, and the water drops reveal something magical, that the white light that we think of as sun is really all these colors, all these bands of light, all these frequencies that we interpret as these different colors. And through different philosophers and scientists, different importances have been placed on these colors. And these importances include the chakras. So when we're talking about seeing all these different colors in the rainbow, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet, we're talking about literally seeing frequencies, bandwidth, and that can relate to very specific things for each person. It increases our perception of the nuances of what's going on around us. Like when I go out in the morning to feed the birds here, and I've done my shamanic weather, and I want to shoot my photos of my cards, the light in the morning is more blue because of the angle of the sun. So if I take the shot outdoors, I'm actually going to have a blue cast to the cards, and I have to adjust for that when I publish them online because screens already project blue and everything turns out blue, 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 blue. So I fiddle around with that. And that's, I'm seeing that nuance. When you get to see a rainbow, you're seeing more than the blue. You're seeing all these other aspects of this broad spectrum. and we can zero in on what needs our attention. Like I focus on that blue, saying, I like blue, I just don't want that blue in my picture. And it also helps us appreciate that bright white light. Wow, you're really made up of all these other cool things. This is amazing. When we're looking at it from this color perspective, from the rainbow, we're looking at the pieces of the rainbow. We know they're all going to come back together again and be the light that we need. But when it comes to world healing, when it comes to our own experiences, we're looking at these different frequencies of light and how are they out of balance. So let's look at that right now in terms of what's going on in the world that we would love to affect healing on tonight. We would like to send healing toward. We would like to help bring into balance. What are the things that you know about? Spill them out. What have you been noticing or what's been calling you going, wow, I really just wish I could send some healing to that.
Well, there's the Ebola outbreak.
I was going to say West Africa.
West Africa, the Ebola outbreak. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of fear around.
A lot of fear. Yes.
Big fear.
Big fear.
It's nice to be able to heal.
Heal the fear.
Heal the fear. Heal the
people directly affected.
Right. The pain.
The people
right.
Indirectly affected.
Well, it
yeah.
The virus into its higher form, which would be perfection and love. It's
part of the transition.
Mm-hmm. The transition.
Something about the disease is transitioning some of us in a way.
Hmm. Okay. So something about the disease is causing transition in certain people or groups of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a big catalyst.
Huge.
Yeah, huge, huge catalyst.
And your comment about wanting rain here and side effects, well, yes, we want to eliminate Ebola, but there might be a reason for
right.
it.
Oh, there's a reason
that
for everything.
Very cautious
yeah.
with your wording and very wise with your wording. It's the same thing with the rain. We need rain, we need rain, let's have rain. You need to be very wise in your statement.
Yeah.
Very important. Words carry a lot of weight, and gentle rain, much better than we need big rain.
Yeah.
We don't want flooding.
No hurricane.
We don't want any damage. Just
yeah, no hurricanes, no flooding,
no
damage.
No damage.
And you know,
wisdom with your wording.
No one wants snow here, no. And the rain to land where it's going to be helpful.
Right.
And gentle, and the crops getting watered,
yes.
and the water
gently.
Table getting rebuilt,
yes.
all in a gentle fashion, where it needs to go.
I'm just saying, being wise.
And
yes.
one of the modalities I know, we always talk about what's in our highest and best.
Yes.
Yes.
So if it's in our highest and best, to impact Ebola and what's happening,
right.
to remove the fear, to
right.
heal the people,
right.
so be it.
Right. I always say the highest and best for all concerned. I'm very careful to always put that in.
That's the way we put it.
Little, you know, your backup.
Kind of. Yeah.
But words carry weight. You know, they carry a lot of weight and they have a lot of energy and vibration.
That's what we like to say around here. Highest and best good for all concerned. Yeah.
The way I learned was divine right action, divine guidance.
Yes.
And just in yes. anything, I never ask for anything specific other than just that. Because that means that everyone, it'll be the best for everyone. Mm-hmm. Also, I read an article many moons ago about a population of monkeys. I believe it was in Brazil. And they would periodically get the Ebola virus. And this is before it was very prevalent in people. And they would get it. When the monkey population got too big for the food supply.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it would go on for a while and then
yeah.
it would just die out.
Natural
it would just die out. There was no problem and there was no more Ebola until that happened again.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm not suggesting that that's
no.
the human thing, but I'm just saying there's a natural
cycle.
Yeah.
Exactly. I wanted to, in doing this, in talking about what we're inviting to heal, I wanted to name some of the demons, because even though we aren't saying that we want to own where the healing goes so You know, so like we're directing it and trying to control the world. It was more, my idea behind that was more to open up the awareness of what's going on in the world. But if you guys, because I have a list of things that I found that I thought were important, but if you guys don't feel the desire to look at that part of it, that's totally okay, and I can go on to the next part. Is that how everyone's feeling?
No, we can share what you...
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, all right.
I have one more thing to say on the wording.
Yeah.
I very often add, I'll say what, you know, would be nice to happen, and I often add or better, because I don't have the overall view.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I cannot see the whole thing. So by adding the or better, it opens it up. You're not limiting spirit's work in any way whatsoever. So I find that to be very important.
That's really, really helpful. Yeah, or better is something I like to add in when I'm doing manifestation work.
Absolutely.
Not actually
limiting.
Yeah, I'm not actually trying to do manifestation work though tonight.
Right.
This is a little different. This is bringing awareness to a lower vibration and an out of balance condition, and then inviting, as you say, divine guidance and right action to gently help us work with the energies in the ways that we can individually offer healing to this greater consciousness, these archetypes of pain and suffering that are around us. Because the news has focused on the sensational items like Ebola, which has been going on, honestly, for a very long time. It's just going through a wave of virulence right now that is related to an overpopulation and some rather dangerous land management practices. And people literally having to go into the jungle and kill monkeys and eat them, and this is what's had it come back. So be that as it may, one of the things that's been focused upon is what's going on in the Middle East, mm-hmm. which every day more things are happening. They even have taken the name of ISIS and turned it into an acronym for an incredibly scary political and religious movement. So, and there's this terror oriented aspect to it of just incredible things that are happening that have been, you know, plastered on the news because these people figured out, hey, if we film this stuff, people are going to watch it and it's going to go viral and we're going to get really well known. And that's what they've been doing. And it's been controlling populations. It's very scary. But at the same time, you're not hearing about what's going on in Ukraine anymore. It's kind of getting shoved under the rug. The European Union has decided, well, we're just going to let Ukraine, they're a sacrificial lamb. We're going to go ahead and talk with Russia, and we're going to just make pacts with them. And, you know, Ukraine, that's too bad. There's there are things, atrocities happening there. The remember the BP oil spill in the Gulf? They've just discovered a 1,235 square mile bathtub ring of oil in the ocean, at the bottom of the ocean, coating coral, and yeah, yeah.
I didn't hear anything about that.
Of course, you didn't hear anything about. Some healing, if it's good and appropriate, could go that way. Plus, people being aware of it would be kind of great, too. There was, this was very nauseating for me to go and find this information. But I realized that what has motivated people to want to have world healing has been this little bit that the news shows us. And there are other places where we may feel even more drawn to keep in our consciousness, even as we're looking at all of this. The situation in North Korea has deteriorated to the point where we have actual gulags, mm-hmm. where people are being kept in intolerable situations. This is something else I invite transmutation on, however it is in the highest and best good to occur. One article from our neighbors south of the border, Mexican authorities are searching for 43 students who disappeared after clashing with the police last month, are investigating a second suspected mass grave. They were all killed, is basically what's happened. And they, so there's these kind of what the heck happened situations. We really will probably never know. I don't know what happened. But all the families of all those people that are involved and whatever situations are going on in Mexico. One of the people that contacts me on Facebook, I don't even know if she's in the United States or not, she asked us to pray for her family tonight. There have been the grandchildren have been taken by the state, and I think one of her, either her daughter or her son-in-law, is in jail for domestic abuse. And so she's just, pray for my family. She's asked for that. In Egypt, they're preparing for war with Palestine. They're currently evicting people and clearing out a whole strip of homes and everything, just leveling it all to create this buffer zone between Egypt and Palestine. In Ethiopia, they are targeting the Oromo people with torture and killings. And I don't even want to talk about what's happening in England. It's so amazing what's happening to women there in a particular town in Rotherham, England. And it's something that happens around the world, but it got highlighted recently because of it getting more publicity, basically. And it's just in England, you know, you think, well, that's a civilized country, but there are subsets of cultures in England that come from the Middle East, and there is a using of women and of children, and this has happened there. So these are samples of things that are going on in the world that we're not hearing about in the news. These are imbalances. They're just like samples. They're like focus objects. Things that we're using to help us identify what frequency we're going to end up working on with this world healing rainbow, and how we're going to bring those colors to life and to light and to balance the best that we can. So what we're going to do is make our own awareness happen on our own rainbow that's inside of us, of our chakras, and then do healing work with that, and send that out in a great big rainbow that wraps around all of these issues I've talked about, and or anything else that the energy is being asked to go to. We're sending this rainbow of healing light to wrap around the world as many times as it needs to. And the way that's going to happen is I'm going to get... do you want to get some sage under the TV cabinet?
Do you want just a sage bundle?
Yeah, and we'll all get a piece of sage. Oh, you have one. Awesome. We all need to have a piece of sage to do this. So it's like a fire ceremony. And I'm going to talk about the chakras for a second and the message for each chakra. This is a simplification to help us understand the frequency. So each message is like a note on the scale. So on the root chakra, which is red, and it's our base chakra, connects us to the ground. You can start passing it around. We'll take a piece of the sage and just keep passing that around, is red, and it talks to our right to be here. That is our survival connection to I'm alive chakra. The sacral chakra is I have the right to feel. I get to feel things. This is our feeling chakra. The solar plexus, the yellow chakra, is I have the right to act. I can make decisions. I can do things. This is our identity center. The heart, the green chakra, this is our connections, love. The right to receive and give love. The throat chakra, I can express myself. I can speak and receive truth. The third eye, I can see what's going on. I can trust my perceptions. I can receive information. And then the crown chakra, I'm connected to spirit. Just like the root connects us to the earth, the crown chakra connects us to spirit. And when those notes are pure, when those colors are strong, then the rainbow is this beautiful, vibrant, living thing in the sky. But in what we're working with now, we're dealing with how is it out of balance? How is it not working? So we take the leaf and we're going to be blowing into the leaf whatever is out of balance in these individual chakras, and I'm going to run through them again and we'll all do the blowing. And we're going to imagine that we're getting this not just for ourselves, but for anybody in the world who's wanting to receive it, or any aspect of the earth that's wanting to receive it. Wherever the rainbow needs to touch is where we're inviting this energy to go. And whatever part of ourselves that's anchoring that pain anywhere else, we're letting go, we're releasing. So we go back to the root chakra, and when we're blowing into it, we're thinking about our own personal stories about how will I survive? How do I identify who I am here on the planet, my right to be here, my survival instinct? And how is that out of balance around me? And how can I put my own strength of being here into this leaf to be part of this rainbow healing? Without my root chakra, I would die. I would not be connected to this world. How can I come from a powerful, strong root chakra? Whatever you want to call in for yourself and regarding this whole essence of being alive, of the simple question of being here. And then we move up to the sacral chakra, to this orange chakra, that when it's out of balance, we start feeling that guilt. I'm bad. I'm wrong. There's something about me that makes me less than. I don't deserve. I don't feel good about myself. How are people around the world being made less than? Not feeling the joy of life, but focusing on the negativity. There are people who are complete quadriplegics and still find this joy of being here every moment of every day. How can I flow that through me and share that with others? However these things are alive within you, whatever personally is coming through for you, you blow into the leaf. And then the solar plexus, this is our identity center, this beautiful yellow chakra. The color on the rainbow that is communicating identity, who we are. I have a right to be who I am, to have my belief system, my religion, to identify with a certain gender, to be close with the people that I want to be close with, whatever that is for us. This is where we let go of shame. We find shame and we ask for healing for shame. We go in and comfort that part of ourselves that has been feeling shame. People who are in the situations like what I was describing sometimes don't seek help because they feel so ashamed of what has happened to them. Where is that inside of us that we can clear that? How can we be good enough again? And then we move up into the heart. And when the heart's out of balance, we have profound sadness and grief, absence, loss. We become isolated and alone. I have no family. I have no friends, no one to count on. No one who cares about me if I'm gone. Healing that within ourselves, offering that healing to anyone else who's feeling that way, who's experiencing that as part of their reality right now. Flowing that green spirit of connection, that sense of we're all part of this human family, we all belong here together. And then we move up to the throat, which is blue. And when the throat chakra's out of balance, we're working with lies. We cough, we sputter, we choke, we get asthma, we get laryngitis, we get colds right in our throat. When our throat chakra's out of balance, we can't express ourselves. So many people are living in fear because if they express themselves, their community or their state will hurt them bad. We've all even had past lives where we've experienced that. And even in this life, where we stated our truth, where we said what our truth was for the world, for ourselves, for our religion, for what we prefer in our lives, we may have experienced really negative repercussions or actual suppression. This complete control over how we express ourselves or what we express. The lies that we are forced to live. How can we let that go and offer that healing to vibrate through the rainbow? And then the third eye, where vision becomes illusion when this frequency is out of balance. Those propaganda stories that are spoken through the throat become the reality of the third eye. And we see the illusion. The chains become real. The bans on the way someone acts, the God they worship, the food they eat, what they're allowed to have or not have. What lies are we telling ourselves that limit us, that contribute to this archetype? And how can we expand this ability to perceive illusion and burn through the fog, dispel the veil, so the bright light of truth can shine through and we can trust what we're seeing again? And offer that off, out to all. And then we move up to the crown chakra. And that connection to spirit. And when our vitality and our belief that we're allowed to even be here on the planet, when our root is cut, then generally, we can also say that the spirit has been cut, our connection to spirit. So all these people, all these circumstances, these communities, where people have felt separated from the earth, severed from the earth's connection, their connection to spirit's been broken as well. How can we find that in ourselves? What is our spiritual connection? What's our trust? Oh, I felt it in my root just now as I said that. What's our trust that the energy flows from the earth through our bodies to the sky and then right back down again, that we're part of that circuit? And we blow that into the leaf. And we weave this rainbow now, this rainbow of red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet, where we've broken down the elements of light and dark into this leaf, wishing the highest and best good for all concerned. And then we take the leaf and we throw it in the fire. And as it burns, we pick up our instruments and play, or we get to first sit and let Laura give us a gong bath to celebrate this energy, to weave the colors together. As she plays the gong, we see how we've all contributed to these different frequencies of light, how they wrap around inside us and then spill out into the world to become the part of the world healing rainbow.
So now, after that amazing gong bath that just
amazing.
Brought us the water for our light to reflect and bend through, let's play this rainbow and send it out. Send it out. And if you want to use the gongs again, that's awesome. And we'll play the drums and Jessica and I may spontaneously go get the didgeridoos, and you are invited to just be each color, play each color, play your personal rainbow for spirit, for healing, for the world healing rainbow.
Thank you.
Highest and best good for all concerned. We release it and we let it go. Feels good. You guys are amazing. Thank you for being part of this team.